Please be seated. And here's the rest of that story. When Mary arrived and saw Jesus, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and saw the other people wailing with her, a deep anger welled up within him, and he was deeply troubled. "Where have you put him?" he asked. They told him, "Lord, come see." Then Jesus wept. The people who were nearby said, "See how much he loved him?" But some said, "This man healed a blind man. Couldn't he have kept Lazarus from dying?" Jesus arrived at the tomb, a cave with a stone covering the entrance. "Roll the stone aside," Jesus told them. But Martha, Lazarus's sister, said, "Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible." Jesus responded, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?" So they rolled the stone aside, and then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "My God, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here, so that they will believe you sent me." Then Jesus shouted, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a head cloth. And Jesus told them, "Unwrap him and let him go." This is our scripture for today, for All Saints' Day. All Saints' Day can be a difficult day in the church. Many of us come to church to celebrate, to be lifted up, to hear words of hope, and to be reminded that we are right with God. But on All Saints' Day, we don't so much celebrate as commemorate. We're not so much lifted up as we lean on others. We hear words of hope, but they're open to interpretation and, frankly, a healthy dose of doubt for some of us. And though we might be reminded that we're right with God, some of us leave with more worry than usual that we might not be right with God, and that the consequences can be dire, and that time is running out. Now, if you're 20 or 30-something and you've already tuned me out, it's okay. But try to tune back in a little later in the sermon. If you know how the commemoration of All Saints' Day began in the church, you might understand why it can be so fraught, why it can feel so heavy. The Feast of All Saints evolved as the Christian church's response to an early worldview that as the nights lengthened and as the cold strengthened, evil walked the earth, seeking destruction and havoc. In other words, All Saints' Day came from the same traditions that Halloween came from. But Christian communities believed that they had power over evil, that Jesus' resurrection was a triumph over death, and that each person was called to live in peace and love with their neighbor, and that that was always the best way to ward off evil. And so All Saints' Day evolved as a celebration of those Christian martyrs that had died defending the faith. But over time and through the Reformation, there was growing recognition that a saint was not necessarily a perfect or even a special person, that each of us as God's creation has the capacity to be a saint. And today, All Saints' Day can be a time to remember those whose physical bodies are no longer present with us, but whose time with us renders them always with us in memories and in our hearts and in our minds. But even if we understand what the church has done in declaring a day to be All Saints' Day, we still may wonder why. What's the benefit of a day like today? And to whom is it a benefit? Let me share three possibilities. First, commemorating All Saints' Day gives us a chance to grieve in community. In our day-to-day grief, we tend to be isolated. We remember our loved ones who have died. We visit graves and we place flowers. We scatter ashes. Our hearts break in our chests for the one whose death has overwhelmed us for a time. On All Saints Day, we come together as a community and we remember in community all the saints who have passed, all of the community of saints that now sings from the other side. On All Saints Day, we have within the embrace of the community the chance to think deeply about the promise of a resurrected life, at least a step removed from our grief. If you think about the story of Lazarus, you can't help but be moved by that verse, Jesus wept. I mean, think about it. Jesus wept. And Jesus knew with certainty that Lazarus would be raised with him. Even if Jesus hadn't already decided to raise Lazarus up on that day, he believed in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. And if all that is true, and I believe it's true, if all that's true, then why did he cry? Why did Jesus cry? Because he was sad. Because he mourned. Because his good friend had died. And it's likely that Jesus wasn't just sad. It's likely he was angry. Angry at death and the havoc it wreaks on us. Angry at the loss of a relationship that would never be just the same again. We don't know any of that. But we know Jesus wept. When people die, we grieve. It's hard. It may be impossible at that time, and maybe even for a year or 15 or 20, to remember the hope of the resurrected life. But today on All Saints Day, we come together absent that immediacy of grief. And we hear the promises of a resurrected life and maybe, just maybe, here, surrounded by others that we love and who love us. Perhaps those promises can get through to us, at least for a moment. And second, I think that commemorating All Saints Day reminds us that our faith is no antidote against pain. And it's not supposed to be. Sometimes as Christians, we place impossible standards on ourselves and on others. Losing someone we love, we're sometimes expected to say, she's in a better place, or he's gone home. And for some of us, those words are comforting. And for some of us, they mask the truth. We can't get up in the morning. Our own grief takes our breath away. But maybe we can lessen the body blows of grief just a little if we focus on our loved one and a heavenly reward. And sometimes we do the same to those who are nearing the end of life here on earth, or to ourselves even as we near the end of our earthly lives. We think, if my faith is strong, I shouldn't be afraid of death. I've known many people who have lived long and meaningful lives, lives lived in service to Jesus Christ, who are peaceful, peaceful at the end. Recently, one of our members died after a years-long battle against cancer, and she died at home in her room, the room full of loved ones and family, holding hands and singing hymns. A good death. And I've known others who are afraid. Some afraid of the physical sensation of dying. Some afraid of not having lived the life they wanted for themselves. Some afraid of not having made amends or afraid of the grief that their passing will leave with their loved ones. My grandfather was such a man, a good man, an honest man, a hard-working man, who loved his family and he was afraid to die. As he neared the end, he kept thinking about how as a child he had seen caskets lifted out of the ground by hurricanes and floods. And he wondered what would happen to him when that time came, and he was afraid to die, but his faith was strong. Today, I remind you that your faith is not an antidote, not to fear, not to pain, not to grief. Mary and Martha were as close to Jesus as they could be, serving him, believing in him, following him, loving him, and still their brother died. And not just their brother, but likely their means of support. In that first century, woman without a man as the head of household, whether a father, a brother, a husband, a son, women without a man in their lives were vulnerable. They had no place, no rights, no means. These two sisters loved Jesus, believed he was the Messiah, the resurrection and the life, and yet they suffered at their brother's death. But even though faith is not an antidote to grief, and faith is not immune to grief, faith can be a balm for our grief. Real faith, active, engaged faith. Neither Mary nor Martha sat back passively and released their brother. They went out to meet Jesus and demanded, "Where were you?" They wanted to know, "If you were here," they said, "if you are who you say you are, our brother would not have died. If you are the Savior, why didn't you save our brother?" Even those who are faithful, who are devout, are entitled to ask those questions, are entitled to rail against loss and even against God. The stages of grief are real. And rather than it being faithful to push people through them, it seems to me unfaithful. It seems unfaithful not to just hold on to those who are moving through the stages more quickly or more slowly than we would, not to push them, but just to hold them. And finally, I think that celebrating All Saints Day allows us to make choices while we still can. It provides us with an occasion to ask ourselves, what do I want my legacy to be? Visiting a large church for the first time, a little boy was entranced by the stained glass windows, and he looked up and he said, "Who are those people in the stained glass?" And his mother answered, "Those are saints." And later, when someone asked him if he knew what a saint was, he said, "Oh, yes. Saints are people the light shines through." Think about the good in the people you have lost. What was it about them that you would like to be said about you after death? And here's the other side. On All Saints Day, we have a chance to be honest. More honest than we even are sometimes at funerals and memorials. All Saints Day gives us a chance to say without embarrassment or discomfort that everyone who passes is not someone who, through whom we've seen the light. Author Frederick Buechner wrote this about All Saints Day. "On All Saints Day, it is not just the saints of the church that we should remember in our prayers, but all the foolish ones and the wise ones, the shy ones and overbearing ones, the broken ones and whole ones, despots and crackpots of our lives who, one way or another, have been our particular fathers and mothers and saints, and whom we have loved without knowing we loved them, and by whom we were helped to whatever little we may have, or ever hope to have of some kind of seedy sainthood of our own. On All Saints' Day, we are reminded that we are human, that for us there is a time to be born and a time to die, and a blessed, messy, wonderful, often too brief time to live.